another original podcast from OFM, with sound of your life.
17 minute voor 8 op 'n Dinsdag, en dit beteken Zelda Goed het 'n geleentheid om ons almal bietjie beter te laat voel met haar feel good story. As dit die eerste keer is wat jy inskakel vir hierdie insetsel, wel Zelda gee ons 3 opskrifte van 3 stories wat sy gaan navors het. Ons kies die een wat ons wil hoor en ons almal voel beter na die tyd, of ten minste dis die idee.
Okay, the first story I have for you is from the Kruger National Park, where it gets its first rain and there's quite a few flash floods, so that's very positive. Mm-hmm. The second one is a Florida dog puts a car into reverse and drives it in circles for nearly an hour. Sorry, that made me laugh. And then the other one, which is my absolute favorite, is a community standing together to build a new high school.
Yeah, ek wil nie hoor van verdrink in die wildtuin nie. Die hond is my fascinerend. Ek wil meer daaroor hoor, maar jy wil graag gesels oor die skool.
I really do.
I'll give Zelda this one. Are you guys happy with the school story?
Yeah, she said it was her favorite story.
It is my favorite, and on top of that, it's also a local South African story. So what happened, it's a tiny little town called Bonnievale in the Western Cape. And they realized they have a big problem happening in their community with regards to a high school. They only had one high school with 350 desks. So that means only 350 children can technically go to the school. So with regards to that, a lot of the children had to travel far to go to other schools to get the education. And due to that, firstly, the travels and expenses, a lot of kids dropped out of high school. So the community decided, you know what, this is rubbish. We need to make a difference for our children. Otherwise, what's going to come of all this? So in 2016, they went to the Department of Education and they asked, basically, we need a new high school, or at least more schooling opportunity for the children. And unfortunately, the Department of Education said, we can only help you with 40% of the funding for the new school. So without the community like throwing their hands up in the air and saying, no, you have to sort this out, they made a plan for themselves. And they got quite a few plans together. One of the plans, which I thought was really cool, is at the local supermarket, you could pay R2.50 to donate a brick to build this school. And yes, R2.50, if everybody gives R2.50, it is really not going to break the budget. And with regard to all these little funds they got together, within 6 months, they built a brand new high school. And they say the matriculation rate has gone up by far. People are very happy. And the whole community stands together to keep the school in a good condition as well.
First of all, I think when you said R2.50 is not going to break the budget, you've got a complete lack of understanding of my budget. I'll tell you that.
Okay.
But why do you do this? You make a story so good that there's nothing negative we can say about it. That's a fantastic story.
But there's something good you can say about it. How about everybody who sits in a situation or in a community that's struggling with schools, why don't they come up with plans like this? R2.50 for a brick, or... You know?
Yeah, I can say something bad, but not about your story.
Oh.
You see, this is the thing I like. You know when you have these big corporations that sit there when you order your takeout fast food and they say, R2 extra for like whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I really wish that we could have something like this where you could physically see what that money's doing. Because like they said, R2.50 happens, there's an entire school. So this is how it happened.
It's
actual something you can touch, something you can see, something you can see operating. This is what corporations should be doing. In the communities itself, like if we sell this, do this. I just think it's a brilliant idea, and the fact that there's an actual school that's been built, they've done more than some education department people have.
And they did it so quickly, 6 months to build a school. Sure. That is fantastic.
Was the workmanship not shoddy? Was it?
Nee man, die foto's is fantasties van hierdie gebou. Jy moet sien hoe gelukkig die kinders is.
Did you see the 3D view? Did you see not just the front wall?
Ja, het jy die vloerplan gekyk?
Nee, ek het nou nie 'n vloerplan nie, maar daar's 'n hele video wat alles verduidelik. Daar's ook 'n hele paar fotootjies van hoe hulle begin bou het.
You don't want to rush building a school, so I'm saying. You know what we should do in Mangaung? We should do the same thing. And I'm going to ask businesses to come up with this idea and execute it. For every bread you buy, for instance, people donate R1. And then at the end of the month, we give all the money to Eskom and we say, please keep the power on. We want to have Christmas in lights.
You know that money's not going to work. It's not going to do that. It's going to go to Christmas bonus.
Please, you want to give a Christmas bonus to someone, Okay, Zelda, that's a fantastic story. I feel me so good.
Dit is 'n baie goeie storie. Ek dink dit is ongelooflik hoe 'n gemeenskap kan saam staan om die kinders te help. Dit is
'n inspirasie vir alle ander gemeenskappe.
Yes.
Yes. Moenie gaan staan met jou hoed in jou hand en smeek vir 'n donasie nie. Maak 'n plan. Sê vir die mense luister, as ons almal bietjie saamklap, kan ons 'n oplossing vind. That's Zelda's feel good story. We'll have another one next week. Visiting the OFM studio.